是人在地上属灵的一个起始的状态。
But also what we have in this passage is that the Lord Jesus was the coming king.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，也是那个要来的王。
He was a Messiah.
他是弥赛亚。
The one that was anointed by God to come into the world to claim the kingdoms of this world.
是那个神自己高了要来地上做王的那一位。
It was promised through Abraham.
这样的应许是借着亚伯拉罕给下来的。
It was promised even earlier to Eve, Adam and Eve.
甚至比亚当夏娃的时代啊，这个还要早，就这个应许给的是。
That the seed of the woman would destroy the serpent's head.
就是呢，夏娃最后审判的时候，神说这个女人的后裔啊，要击打蛇的头。
And later through Abraham, it was promised that there would come one who would be the king.
然后借着亚伯拉罕，神又说呢，在他的后裔里要来一个王。
And there was a nation chosen, Israel, that was specially chosen by God to prepare the advent of the Lord Jesus Himself, the King of Glory.
然后呢，借着亚伯拉罕又拣选了以色列这一族来特别的预备主耶稣的到来。
And so the prophets were sent into the world to prepare the nation for their coming king.
所以先知差下来也是为了预备那个他们未来要来的王。
The one who had put down all authority and all rule and set up a kingdom that would never end.
所以那个要来的这一位，他把自己在天上的荣耀撇下啊，他进到地上来建立永恒存在的一个国度。
At first, the promises you read in the Bible are very simple and elementary.
所以最初在先知的话语里呢，他预言他要建立一个很简单的或者很基础的一个国度。
But as the years went by and the prophets prophesied more and more, the picture of this coming one became more clear.
然后随着时间的推移，越来越多的先知来了以后呢，他们讲的就越来越细。然后我们就知道这个王的更多的一些事情。
And when he would come, there would be very clear signs of who he was, his identification.
所以当他真正来的时候，我们会有很多的证据来验证他是谁，因为讲的已经很清楚了。
And one of the great signs that would accompany this one who was to come was that he would give sight to the blind.
然后当中的一个就是他要来很重要的显明的证据的一个，就是他会让瞎子的看见。
Isaiah, for example, he mentions over a number of times that he would give sight to the blind. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 29.
好，我们来看一下以赛亚书的一段哈。以赛亚书讲了好几次，他要让瞎子的看见。比如说呢，先看29章，以赛亚书的29章。
Isaiah chapter 29. And
1153页。
And verse 18. In that day,
18节,
that phrase "in that day" refers to the day when their Messiah would actually put his feet upon this earth.
所以以赛亚书29章的18节，那他讲到的那时就是弥赛亚，就是耶稣要把他自己放在地上，他的脚站立在地上的那一刻。
And in that day, here are the signs. The deaf will hear the words of the scroll. And out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see.
他说，那时聋子必听见这书上的话，瞎子的眼必从迷蒙黑暗中得以看见。
And once more the humble will rejoice in the Lord, and the needy will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel.
谦卑人必因耶和华添增欢喜，人间贫穷的必因以色列的圣者快乐。
So the prophet describes the events of that day, the signs that they would see in that day.
所以先知在这里就预言了那一天呢，就是圣者要来的那一天的神迹。
And that day came.
啊，现在呢，那一天来了。
When the Lord Jesus came into the world,
因为耶稣来到地上。
There was a forerunner, John the Baptist.
在他前面有一个先锋，就是施洗约翰。
And he said, "This is he of whom the prophet spoke."
所以约翰做见证说，那这一位就是先知预言要来的那一位。
But in John's Gospel, we read the sad words.
但是你在约翰福音里，你会看见很悲哀的话。
He came to his own.
就是他来到自己的地方呢。
But his own received him not.
他自己的人却不接待他。
And so there is a sad state as they rejected their Messiah.
所以这个是一个很悲哀的描述啊，因为他们拒绝了弥赛亚。
The light of Israel was put out.
那以色列的光呢，就熄灭了。
But of course.Isaiah also referred to a future day.
所以以赛亚呢也讲到了未来的日子。
Turn again to Isaiah and chapter 35, verse 5.
那我们继续再往后翻，翻到以赛亚的35章5节。
Here again he refers to the miracles that would precede or would accompany the coming one.
所以他这也讲到了神迹呢，就这个要来的这一位来的时候会是个什么样子？1163页，35章。
And in verse 1, we read there, the desert, the parched land will be glad, the wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God.
旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花，必开花繁盛，乐上加乐，而且欢呼。黎巴嫩的荣耀，并加密与沙伦的华美，必赐给他。人必看见耶和华的荣耀，我们神的荣美。
If the nation of Israel had received their Messiah when he came,
如果以色列如果接受了弥赛亚作为他们的王的话
he would have set up his kingdom.
他们就建立了。王就建立他自己国度了。
But they rejected him.
但他们却拒绝了。
And so the prophet's words are going to be applied completely in the future time.
所以先知的话哈，就开始预言到未来了。
When the Lord Jesus himself comes in power and glory and sets up his kingdom here on earth.
那就是那次再来呢，耶稣是以荣耀和能力再来哈，来建立他地上的王国的。
He came the first time in meekness and in mercy and grace.
他第一次来是以温柔谦卑，恩典和怜悯的状态来的。
It was rejected and killed.
但他却被拒绝和杀害了。
But that was the purpose of God, so that we as Gentiles might enter into the blessings.
但这是神的旨意一部分，因为借着这耶稣的受难，我们外邦人就能够得到这救恩了。
And the next time he comes, he's not going to come in meekness and in grace. He's coming in power and in glory.
所以第二次他再来就不是以一个谦卑骑驴的形象进来，他是以一个荣耀和能力的形象来的。
And in his new kingdom that he'll set up, there will be no more illness and sickness.
所以在他的王国里，他再要第二次再来建立的里面就不再会有病痛。
But when he came, he demonstrated the signs of that kingdom.
所以当他来的时候，他就会显明啊，这要来王国的这个神迹。
In verse 5, he mentions there.
就第五节他也想到。
Then, that is in that day, then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy.
那时瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通。那时瘸子必跳跃向路，哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。
And then he goes on to describe in that chapter the glories of the coming kingdom.
所以他在这一章继续的描述那要来的王国的荣耀。
The thousand-year reign of Christ.
就是耶稣在地上作王一千年的统治。
But as I said, that was all in the purposes of God.
他说这个都是在神的旨意里面。
It was in the determinate counsel and the purpose of God that he might be delivered up and slain on the cross.
所以这是神的计划里的一部分， 就是当他第一次来的时候，他要遇难，成为救赎的那个祭。
When the nation rejected him and the princes of this world killed the prince of life.
所以当以色列人拒绝耶稣，然后这地上的王呢，杀了生命之主的时候。
It was all but accomplishing God's purposes.
这个都成就了神永恒的旨意。
There is said in the scripture that he makes the wrath of man to praise him.
所以他会让人的愤怒哈止息，相反来赞美他。
And in his wisdom, he can turn the wisdom of the wise into foolishness.
他也可以借着他的智慧呢，把人的智慧变成愚昧。
So in their rejection of the Lord Jesus, that only gave occasion that we as Gentiles might enter into the blessings of Abraham.
所以借着这样的安排呢，我们这些外邦人也能够有份进到亚伯拉罕的应许里去。
And so when we read the Old Testament scriptures like this, we know as we can see that the Lord Jesus fulfilled those in His life, but though rejected. And slain, he's going to complete them when he comes again.
所以在这些的旧约的预言里，我们就看见，虽然耶稣完全应验了旧约对他的预言，但是他却在公元零年来的时候，他被拒绝了。但这样的话呢，使他在第二次来啊，他能够完成所有的他要做王的这个预言，在当中给了我们一个救恩。
Again, chapter 42, verse 7.
42节。42章的
Chapter 42, and we look at verse 1 though.
我们先从一节看。
That's for connection.
以赛还是我们还在以赛亚说42章。
In verse 1, this is Jehovah, the Lord God Himself, saying, "Hear, or behold, look at my servant."
他说：“看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持的。”
Here's the one up I uphold.
我所扶持。
The Lord Jesus came as the servant of God. He came as the man Christ Jesus.
所以耶稣来，他是作为一个神的仆人，来的。
He came to fulfill all the purposes and will of God.
他来是要完成所有的神的旨意。
And he goes on and says, I will, in verse 1, I will put my spirit on him and he will bring justice to the nations.
他说：“我要将我的灵啊赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。”
There we have a description, a beautiful description of the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以这里我们有一个特别美的描述啊，描述主耶稣基督自己。
And as you read the Old Testament, look for pictures of the Messiah in the Old Testament.
就如果你去看旧约讲弥赛亚的这个形象和预言的时候
，We can only go over them.Over some of these very quickly, but the Old Testament is full of Christ.
然后我们只能现在看一点点，但是我要告诉你们，整个旧约哈，全部满了都是耶稣基督。
So when you read the Old Testament, look for the Savior.
所以当你读旧约，有个很好的方式，就是你去里面找救主耶稣。
You remember the two on the road to Emmaus?
你会看见在约翰福音里那两个。和主同行的以马忤斯的门徒吗？
They were all disappointed and discouraged and walking home after the death of their Savior.
当他们的主死了以后啊，那时候还没有他们没有看见主，然后他们很忧伤的、很难过的就回家了啊，就往以马忤斯去。
Their hopes were all gone.
他们所有的盼望都没了。
Because the one that they had hoped that they had read about in the Old Testament, he was dead.
那个旧约所描述的预言的那个主呢，死了。
What good is a dead king?
那一个死了的王有什么意义呢？
Well, in this case, the dead king would be the dying savior.
所以在那一次呢，这个死了的王啊，其实是一个要给我们做救赎工的，要将死的救主。
And if they knew the scriptures, they would have realized that he would rise from the dead, and that he would therefore pay the ultimate price for their sin.
所以当他如果去读旧约，他就知道呢，这是神的安排，因为只有这样才能付上最终的 赎罪的代价。
And in his death, he was paving, he was bringing, he would be able to bring them into a spiritual and eternal kingdom.
也正是因为耶稣的死啊，才能把我们这些人带到他永恒的国度里。
Their hope was for an earthly and limited kingdom.
但是呢，当时的这些门徒们是在盼望一个地上的王和地上的王国。
But the Lord Jesus would bring them into an eternal kingdom.
但是耶稣会把他们带到永恒的王国里去。
So they were going along, and they were so sad.
所以他们在回以马忤斯的路上就特别的哀伤。
And so the Lord Jesus, when he drew alongside, he began to teach them.
所以耶稣呢突然显现啊，向他们就开始跟他们讲道。
And says that he taught them out of all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
所以耶稣讲的方式呢，就用旧约来告诉他们一切在旧约里描述啊，讲到耶稣的地方，他就解给这两个门徒听。
So when you and I read the Old Testament, we don't read it as just history.
所以当我们读旧约的时候，我们不能把它当作一本历史书来读啊。
We look for Christ in it.
因为这里面都是
all the scriptures
在讲耶稣基督。
And so here in Isaiah chapter 42 verse 7.
比方说42章以赛亚书42章7节。
Jehovah is saying, "Look, here's my servant."
耶和华说，那看了，这是我的仆人。
He says in verse 6, "I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take you by your hand. I will keep you and will make you a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles." To open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in the darkness. I'm the Lord. That's my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols.
第六节到第八节哈，我耶和华凭公义召你，必搀扶你的手，保守你，使你做众民的中保，做外邦人的光，开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出牢狱，领坐黑暗的出监牢。我是耶和华，这是我的名。我必不将我的荣耀归给假神，也不将我的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。
And so after saying there that he would be a light for the Gentiles, not just for Israel, but for us Gentiles too, the first sign that he mentions is what? To open the eyes of the blind.
所以当你看见他说到了做众民，不单是做犹太人，也做外邦人光的时候，他第一件事情做的神迹是什么呢？开瞎子的眼。
And blindness is like a prison, is it not?
所以瞎眼就相当于坐监牢一样，对不对？
Where the blind person is limited by his sight, he cannot see. He's limited in his, like he's locked up in a dungeon.
所以一个瞎了眼的人，他看不见啊，他其实是非常有限的，他就像被关在一个牢笼里一样。
And so in chapter 9, if we go back to John chapter 9, we meet a man who is really all his life, he had known nothing else but the dungeon of darkness.
所以我们回到约翰九章的时候，我们就看见了这么一个人，他啥也没有，他就一生呢，就关在这黑暗的监牢里。
It says here is in verse 1 that as he went along, the Lord Jesus,He saw a man blind from birth.
所以耶稣过去的时候就看见一个生来瞎眼的。
Now the disciples, when they saw him sitting there, no doubt the Lord Jesus himself stood watch looking at this man.
所以门徒看见了，毫无疑问，耶稣也站在那看见这。
He knew what he was going to do.
耶稣知道他要做什么。
And like God Himself, the Father, looking upon the state of mankind, blind from birth.
其实这个状态就像天上的父啊，神看见人的现在的状态一样，就是从生来瞎眼在监牢里的这个状态。
Does God care for us?
神是不是顾念我们呢？
Oh yes, He does.
当然。
He knows all about us.
他知道我们一切的事。
He knows that we're blind.
他知道我们是瞎眼。
And he's going to do something about it.
他会做一些为我们做一些事情。
Notice this blind man, he couldn't see Jesus.
看看这个人，他看不见耶稣。
He had no idea that this compassionate man was looking upon him.
他完全不知道这个看着他的人呢，里面有多深的情感。
And as the Lord Jesus looks upon this man, his disciples also look.
所以当耶稣看着这个人的时候呢，他的门徒同时也在看着这个人。
Like typical men, they didn't understand what was going on here.
那他的门徒就像我们每一个典型的人一样，都不知道到底在发生什么。
And so they ask a kind of the question of ignorance.
所以他们会在无知中呢，就问了耶稣一个问题。
Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he's born blind?
他问耶稣，谁犯了罪呢？是这个人犯了罪，还是他的父母犯了罪？因为他生来就瞎眼嘛。
The Jews had the idea that sin was as a result of some particular sin.
所以犹太人呢是有这么一个概念啊，就这样的后果呢，一定是某一种的罪的结果。
Either the person themselves had sinned, and then therefore that the sickness was as a result of that sin.
所以或者是这个人自己犯了罪，那他所得的这个病呢，就是个罪的后果。
Now, if he was born blind, that would mean that he would have to sin before he was born.
那如果是这样的一个逻辑呢，他生来就瞎眼了，那他岂不是在还没出生之前就犯了罪吗？
And they would look in the scriptures and they would use, for example, Psalm 139. I was born in sin, shapen in iniquity.
所以他们就会回到旧约，看见诗篇139会说，我是在生在罪孽中，是在不义中生出的，所以他会想到这些经文。
Or they might use an example, Jacob in the womb of Rebecca.
所以他们也许会用雅各啊这样的例子，他还在妈妈的肚子里的时候呢，就跟他兄弟相争了。
Where Jacob and Esau wrestled in the womb.
就是雅各和以扫这两双胞胎兄弟在母亲的腹中就开始打架了。
And they were already fighting for position.
他们就为谁是长子来打架。
That who would be the firstborn.
就是谁先出生，谁就是长子。
Because when Esau was born first, Jacob had hold of his heel.
因为当以扫作为长子先出生的时候呢，他雅各是攥着他的脚的啊，拉着他。
So they would use that as an example.
所以他们可能用这个来做一个例子啊。
Or they might have thought that perhaps the parents sinned, and as a result, the child was affected.
也许呢，他们会觉得，哦，那有可能直接就是这父母他犯了罪哈，然后影响到这孩子。
Now the Lord Jesus, he puts to rest those kind of arguments.
所以耶稣呢，就把这样的一个讨论哈，撇到一边去了。
He says, no, that's not.
耶稣说不是这么回事。
No particular sin.
在这件事情上没有特别的罪的原因。
That's not to say that we have all sinned. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
但这个呢，其实我们另外一方面要知道，我们真的都是罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And in Adam, we all have sinned and died.
我们在亚当里呢，也都犯罪，都是走向死亡的。
We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
就我们都犯了罪啊，亏缺神的荣耀。
And sin has a consequence.
罪也会有后果。
Sickness, sorrow, and death.
比如说疾病、哀伤和死亡。
And that happens to everyone.
然后这个对每一个人都是会发生的。
But the particular diseases don't come from particular sins necessarily.
但是呢，特别的某一样的罪，一样的病痛呢，不一定就会联系到某一个特别的罪上。所以，大的原则是对的，但是小的这个对应关系不一定是对的。
So the Lord Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sinned.
所以耶稣回答说，不是这人，也不是他父母。
But this happened, so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
但是说呢？这件事情发生是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
You see, it doesn't. Whatever failings, whatever problems that we have that we must face in our lives, they probably are a result of sin. However, God can be glorified in every one of our lives, regardless of our handicaps, regardless of the results of sin.
所以我们要记得，我们在地上可能会碰到一些苦难和疾病，也许是因跟着罪有关系。但是呢，神让我们转向另外一个面，就是无论什么样的事发生，神都可以把它用作 对我们有意义的是为了他的荣耀，为了显明他的名，就他能够把过去的错误和悲伤的事呢变成喜乐的事。
Now God didn't cause this man to be blind so that the work of God might be glorified in him.
所以我们这里要记得一件呢，神并不是为了显明他的荣耀特意让这个人瞎的，不是，这不是这个原因。
God doesn't cause it to happen.
对，神并没有，神不是导致他瞎的那个源头。
But he allowed this to happen in order that his glory might be displayed.
但神许可这件事情发生，就他没有干预。那这件事情发生了呢，为要显出他的荣耀来。
Now how many years this man lived, we have no idea.
这个人活了多少年，瞎的状态我们不知道。
We take it that he might be from young to middle-aged, say.
也许是中年的状态，可能从生来到中年都是瞎的。
Maybe some years at least.
但至少是有一些年纪了。
His parents said he's of age, so he'd be at least in his 20s.
所以这我们从后面看见他的父母说呢，他已经成年了，你们问他啊，说明成年至少他已经二十岁了。
But he had been lying there for years, in the temple, begging, in his blindness.
但是他至少在圣殿门口啊，乞讨着，瞎眼乞讨，至少是要几十年了。
And do you think this poor man ever thought that he would see again?
你觉得这个可怜人，他想过，他曾经想过，他可能再看见吗
？He had no hope, none at all.
完全没有盼望。他绝对失了盼望。
And so, God though had a plan for him.
但是神呢，却也对他有个旨意。
Now, I think we can draw a lesson for each of us.
所以呢，我觉得我每个人呢，都可以学到一个功课。
Whatever problems we may have, whatever handicaps we may have, whatever the results of sin in our lives may occur.
无论什么样的痛苦哈，无论什么样的难处在我们身上发生了，
God can be glorified in all our weaknesses.
神都能够在我们的软弱里啊得着荣耀。
And so we mustn't lose heart.
所以我们不要失掉信心。
We don't know the condition of this man at all.
我们不知道这个人的所有的情形。
But if anyone could be excused for losing hope, this man could be the top of the list.
如果有人可以在他的一生中说，哎呀，我全部绝了盼望，我绝望啊，那这个人应该是在一个绝望单子里排在第一位的。
Little did he know the plan of God for his life.
因为他完全不知道神在他生命中要行的事。
Not only would he be able to see again, but he would be able to be born again.
这里神要行的是不只单单说他要重新眼睛能看见，而是他在灵里要重生了。
Now the Lord Jesus says here in verse 3 that this happens so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
然后耶稣回答说呢，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。后半段哈。
He would be a special demonstration of God's grace.
所以他要成为那神恩典的一个特别的显明的表达。
Now you and I, being born again of God's Spirit, we too are a special demonstration of God's grace in our lives.
我们也是一样，我们也是神特别的一个恩典的表达。
To be born again is as much a miracle as having your sight restored.
所以，重生啊，其实就是我们里面的眼睛看见了。
So don't ever forget the work of God in your life was as much of a miracle as receiving this man receiving his sight.
所以你要记得，我们生命中的神迹就跟这个生来瞎眼的神迹是一样的，都是我们重新得着。
Because to be born again of the Spirit of God, that's the work of God in your life.
因为在神的圣灵里重生啊，这就是神在你生命中要做的最大的事。
He has created a new life in you.
他在你里面创造了一个新的生命。
When He created the heavens and the earth, that was one thing. But when He created a new life in you, that was another.
如果他在造天地万物的时候这是一回事的话，那在你里面重生你的生命啊，那是一件更大的事。
That was much a miracle as bringing everything to, into existence.
这是比其他的要他所做的创造之功啊更大的一个。
But the Lord Jesus here in verse 4, he says, as long as it's day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
所以趁着白日啊，我们必要做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。四节。
What is it, as long as it's day?
白日是什么？
That was the day when he was here.
就是他在那的时候。
Because he was the light of the world.
因为他就是世上的光嘛。
While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
所以当我在世上的时候，我就是世上的光。
And so he was. It was daytime when he was here.
所以他在的时候呢，地上就是白日了。
Now that he's gone back into heaven, it's pictured as nighttime.
所以他现在回了天上啊，那就像黑夜一样。
And so the nighttime, Paul says, the night is far spent. He says, the day is at hand. The new day is when the Lord Jesus is going to come in power and glory. That'll be the new day prophetically.
所以他走了，地上要进入了黑夜。所以保罗说呢，现在黑夜已深啊。黑夜将近了啊！保罗在书信里讲，所以新的一天来临的时候是什么？他再来，那地上又有了光。
What the Lord Jesus is saying, His day is limited.
所以耶稣说呢，他在地上的日时候啊不多，在那时候他讲。
Just three and a half years is all that he had to minister and carry out God's will here on earth.
他在地上只有三年半呢，就把他神的旨意他都做出来了。
And he said, I must work the works of him while it is my day.
他说我在白日的时候啊，我要来做工，这是我的日子。
Because the night is coming.
因为黑夜要到了。
And he won't be working anymore. He's in that sense, he's not working. He's not healing anymore today in a direct way.
所以在那个时候呢，他就不再用直接的方式来做工了，就像。耶稣今天不是像当时耶稣在的时候这么做工。
But notice what he says, we must work, we must do the works of him while it's day.
他注意到，他说，我们必须要做那差我来者的工啊，在白日的时候。
It isn't only him.
不单单是他。
His time was very short.
他的时间很短。
Our time is short as well.
我们的时间也很短。
And we must do the work of God because we're born of God.
所以我们也要做神的工啊，因为我们是从神重生的。
We now are the lights of the world.
那我们现在呢是世上的光。
So the Christian must work the works. We too have a short time, and we must work the works while it is still our day.
所以我们的时间也很短，我们也要在这地上，当还趁着有时候的时候，多做一些神的工。
Because if we should pass into His presence, there's no more.Work that we can do on earth.
因为我们终有一天呢，总有一天会去到他的同在里，会进到天堂去，在那里就没有工可做了。
Our time would be finished.
因为我们在地上的日子就结束了。
So the Lord Jesus includes us here today. We must work the works of Him.
所以耶稣在这里用的一个复数的人呢，他不只是单指他自己，他说我们其实就是我们所有后世的。
And then verse 5, he says there,
第五节,
While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
我在世上的时候是世上的光。
Now, I guess what we could do is, at this point, it'd be a good time to take a break, because we're, from this point on, the progress moves very quickly through the man healed and so on, but I'm going to give Jeet if you have anything you want to say, and when you're finished, you can give thanks.
Okay, sure. I'm just thinking of these people that they thought that if something bad happens to a person, that he did something wrong in his life. And that seems to be a common belief even today. People seem to believe that somebody is suffering here because something they did in the past.And their sin in the past is what's making it happen like that. And I remember my cousin.
就是说呢，他这里在讲的就是，一个人他在这时候他会看见呢，他 犯了罪以后，他自然会想到他的过去哈、啊，就是这些门徒的反应也是非常自然的，他会想到是谁犯了罪，他呢还是他的父母？他想举个例子。
And this brings about a belief like that brings about a new religion. All these religions in the East, they believe that, that there's reincarnation. Somebody lived in the past and they did something wrong. Now in this life, they are suffering for it.
所以这个和东方的很多宗教啊都是相联系的，就是我们都有一个轮回的这么一个概念哈、啊，就你新生的这些个孽呢是前世的什么造的哈、啊，所以这是一个根深蒂固的。人的宗教的观念，他自然就想到了你肯定前面干了些啥坏事，所以有显现象。
Sometimes I wonder how dark the spiritual darkness is. When we consider, remember John was saying, he sent his disciple to Jesus and he says, "Are you the promised one, or do we look for another?" And Jesus said to him, you know, he quoted Isaiah, and John was the greatest born of women, and yet he just didn't seem to recognize the Lord Jesus.
所以这里你看见我们现在这个地上的这个眼瞎的状态是何等的深呢？就是完全看不见神的光，就像施洗的约翰，他是妇人所生兴起一个没有大过他的这样的例子，在他快要受难的时候呢，他也还差人去问耶稣啊，那要我们要等的是你嘛，所以他也不能够完全的看见神的光啊，所以我们真的是在一个完全眼瞎的状态。
And it's amazing when we read the Lord's word, we see that the Lord He works through people that are blind, that are weak. He does not work through the people that are proud and strong and think they can do everything themselves.But these kind of people, he shows forth his strength and his glory.
你会看见呢，耶稣特别做工的都是这些瞎子、瘫子，他不是借着那些很有能力的，在人眼里很成功的，来做这个事，因为他没有这个谦卑啊。
I remember when I was a teenager, there was a young lady named Helen Keller, and she was blind, and she loved the Lord, and during her life, she was the one who sort of pioneered. She went to a special school for the blind people.
Yeah. 所以我在十几岁孩子的时候呢，我们那时候特别有名的一个人呢，就叫海伦凯勒哈，他生来就是瞎眼的，他经历了很多的苦难啊。
And she, when she was.She learned how to read by feeling with her fingers.
嗯，然后她开始读那个盲文啊，就是用手触着来读书。
A wonderful woman that God used.
而且她特别爱主，神也大大的使用她。
There's another lady in our day. She has a program on the radio, Joni Erickson Tada, and she was hurt in a skiing accident, I believe, when she was quite young, and she was paralyzed.And she is in a wheelchair.
然后呢，另外一个例子就是，也是一个姊妹啊。那她在收音机里也常常分享。那她是怎么样？她小的时候，她可能有一次滑雪的事故啊，就瘫痪了，就一直一生坐在轮椅里。
She loves the Lord, and sometimes I guess she's wondering why it happened to her like that. But she knows it's for the glory of God that it happened like that.
所以很多时候他也会觉得为什么会发生在他身上，后来他明白这是为了神的荣耀。
Now she's in a wheelchair, but her ministry is all over the world. She loves the Lord, and she ministers to people all over the world in wheelchairs. She takes old wheelchairs that are here in Canada and the U.S., and she'll send them to China or other countries and that, and she has a ministry in all over the world doing that.
所以他在轮椅里啊，他做很多的服侍的工作，他甚至会从这个加拿大呢会做一些这个事工呢，比如说把轮椅送到其他国家的这个有需要的人那里去，而且他也跟别人分享，所以他是神大能的工人。
So this is the way the Lord uses people, and even this blind man, I'm sure he had a wonderful life. Let's see.Got to know who it was that gave him sight again.
所以这是神带着人做工的方式，他总是人在让人在苦难里认识他，包括像这个生来瞎眼的瞎子，他我相信他医好以后，他一定之后所过的生命啊，一定是神特别能得着使用的那种方式。
So don't think for a moment that the Lord Jesus can't use you to do mighty works.
所以不要这么认为说神不会用你做那大能的工啊。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Our loving Father, we want to thank you again for your word. And Lord, we just want to thank you again that you love us and care for us and want to teach us about your ways. Lord, we want to thank you again that we see Jesus right from the beginning of the book of Genesis where it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And it was the Lord Jesus who created all these things. And our Father, we want to thank you again that God became a man so long ago. Our loving Father, how much he loved his own people. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Yet he wanted to teach them the love of God. He wanted to teach them about the God of the Old Testament. And yet they would not believe from the hardness of their hearts. So our Father, we just pray that thou would give us a soft heart, that we might learn more and more about this wonderful man who came so long ago that he loved this world and he came to die for our sins. We thank thee, our Father, that he rose again and conquered death and hell and destruction for us, and that we might have a new life in him, that we might bring glory to his name. So our Father, we want to thank you for the food that's prepared for us and the refreshment. We thank thee for the fellowship of one another that's here. And Lord, we just pray that you would bless each and every one that's come here this morning to learn about thee. Open up our spiritual eyes, Lord, that we might be revealed. And so we give thee thanks and bless thee in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's ask the Lord's help again.
我们再做一个祷告。
Lord, how we thank you that you're more interested in us than we are in you.
主啊，我们如此的感恩，因为您对我们的关注比我们对您的更大。
And so, Lord, with open hearts today, we want to ask you to teach us.
我们今天把心打开，盼望您教导我们。
We rely upon you, Lord.
我们依靠您。
We thank you that we have the Spirit Himself to guide us into all truth.
我们盼望这圣灵今天引导教导我们。
And so, Lord, we pray that our hearts might be open to hear what you have to say to us.
求您带领我们的心能开，听您愿意赐给我们的真理。
Speak to us again, we pray, in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
求您对我们说话。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Having said this, he says in verse 6,
所以第六节，耶稣说了这话。
He spit on the ground and made some mud with the saliva and put it on the man's eyes.
他就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫或泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
Now what happened to this? What had this man done up to this point?
那这个人做了什么呢？在到这个点的时候
，He had done nothing.
他什么也没有做。
Sat on the ground.
坐在地上。
Begging.
讨饭，乞讨。
And that isn't that a picture of God's way?
这是不是一个神做事的一个图景
？After Adam sinned.
亚当犯罪之后。
It wasn't Adam that ran to God and said, "Oh, I've sinned."
所以并不是亚当跑到神面前去了哦说神那我犯罪了。
He hid himself among the trees of the garden.
相反呢他在伊甸园的树林里藏起来了。
With his wife Eve.
和夏娃一起。
It was God who came.
是神来了。
And the voice of a, could I say a heartbroken God? Adam, where are you?
所以在这个声音里啊，我们能不能看见一个心碎神的这个形象呢？说亚当啊，你在哪里
Have you eaten of the tree that I commanded you not to eat of?
是不是你吃了我告诉你不要吃的那棵树的果子呢？
So it's always God who comes out to seek man.
总是神出来找人呢。
We read in the New Testament that the Lord Jesus says of him that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost.
所以新约也谈到啊，是是人子啊出来寻找。拯救失丧的人呢
The lost need to be sought.
所以失丧的人是需要被找到的
So the Lord Jesus here, he comes.
所以耶稣来
He notices the man.
他知道我们
He sees his condition.
看见了这个人的情况
And he spit on the ground.
他就吐唾沫在地上
And he makes some saliva in the ground.
他用唾沫和泥啊
The same finger that wrote the laws of God that condemned the sinner.
同样的这个手指啊，写下了律法来定世人罪人罪的这个手指。
That same finger is the one that's going to provide the remedy for that sin.
也同样的是这个手指，它能够把因着罪而来的后果，它能提供医疗，提供治医治的方式。
Now also, when we think of that clay that he made, we think of the Lord God when he created man right in the very beginning.
所以神用唾沫和泥这个就让我们想起最初上帝造亚当时候那个场景。
Says he formed man of the dust of the ground.
因为他造人就是用地上的尘土造的。
And then he breathed into him the breath of life.
然后他把气啊，灵吹到了这个亚当的口鼻里，亚当就成了有灵的魂。
So the one that made man of the dust of the ground, formed man of the dust of the ground, and made a living soul out of it, is the same one that made this clay and would anoint the eyes of the blind man.
所以同样的是那一位，他造了用尘土造了人，然后让他成为有灵的活人的这一位，他也在当时。用唾沫和泥，然后抹在了瞎子的眼睛上，给瞎子创造了一个眼睛。
So the one who created man could certainly create his life, could heal his eyesight.
所以那个造人的那位当然能够给他重新给他视力。
And so there in verse 7, he gives the man some instructions.
那第七节，现在他给这个人一些命令。
We might also think of that clay in this term, in this sense. That the Lord Jesus was the incarnate one of God. He was the Word of God. Something came out of the mouth of God, and that was the Lord Jesus.
所以我们也可以用这个和泥啊，想象成一个场景呢，是。耶稣自己啊，就是神的话啊，道成肉身，所以他说了呢，就会成就了。
We think of then that was the incarnation, God manifest in the flesh.
这是道成肉身的意义，就是神在肉身显现。
And so this truth, as it were, was what anointed the eyes of the blind.
所以这个真理啊，就抹在了这个瞎子的眼睛上。
But still he couldn't see anything, could he?
仍然他还是看不见什么东西，对不对？
So when the Lord Jesus came into the world, by the natural mind wouldn't be able to understand who this man was.
所以当耶稣来到地上的时候，我们自然的属肉体的思想啊，也不能理解他是谁。
It took spiritual understanding through faith.
所以我们需要有属灵的理解啊，属灵的理解是借着信心来的。
So now this man has the clay on his eyes.
所以虽然这个人已经有耶稣给抹在他脸上的这个泥了，眼睛上。
But in order to see, he would need to have his faith exercised.
所以他为了要看见他必须要显明他的信心，他的信心要得到操练。
It's by grace that we are saved through faith, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God.
所以这就是整个圣经救恩的真理了。我们是本乎借得就是本乎恩，也因着信哈，不是靠着我们自己，而是由他来的恩典，那也是我们的信心付出去。
See, it was by grace that the Lord Jesus anointed that man with the clay on his eyes.
这是两方面都在做，在神的恩典这一块呢。 是他完完全全出于神的恩典，他把和泥末的泥，和唾沫末的泥呢，放在他眼睛上。
But it wasn't until he exercised the obedience of faith that he actually saw.
那除非他借着顺服的信心，他去到希罗亚池，否则他还是看不见。So
the command was what?
他这个命令是什么呢？
Very simple.
很简单,
Go and wash in the pool of Siloam.
去在希罗亚池子里洗。
Now this word means sent, it says.
然后希罗亚翻译出来就是奉差遣。
And we think of the Lord Jesus as the sent one.
我们知道耶稣是那个差遣的。
The sent one mean, or the apostle, that's what the apostle, that's what the word apostle means. It means the sent one.
耶稣自己也是被差遣的，所以使徒自己呢, 使徒这个词的意思就是被差遣的意思。Now
the 12 were apostles that the Lord Jesus sent out. Go into all the world, he said.
所以十二个门徒也是使徒。那耶稣说去，使万人做我的门徒，就是他们也是被差遣的。But
the Lord Jesus has also spoken of the apostle of God who sent him into the world.
耶稣自己同样也是这个位置，因为是父神把他差到地上来的。In
Hebrews we read that he was called the apostle and high priest of our profession.
所以希伯来书说他是被差遣来的，也是我们从高天至上的大祭司。So
this man was sent to the pool of Siloam to wash there.
所以这个人被耶稣差到希罗亚池子去那里洗。The
exercise of his faith was called for.
所以这时候呢，他信心就被神
And it's on the basis of that faith alone that he was able to see.
所以单单借着这个信心，他就能看见。So
there's a real picture of salvation, isn't it?
所以这个一个就是我们今天救恩的一个途径。God
has done everything in Christ.
神在耶稣里把一切都预备好了。But
it isn't until we exercise faith in him that we are actually able to see and to be born again.
但除非我们在基督里显明我们的信心，我们否则不能重生，也不能看见。So
what happened? The man did exactly what he said, the Lord said.
所以这个人做什么呢? 他就完全做了一下耶稣告诉他做的事情。
In verse 7 it says, the man went, washed, and came home seeing.
所以第七节说，这个人去，一洗回头就看见了。
He didn't go back begging, did he?
所以他并没有回去继续讨饭，对不对？
Everything had changed for him.
因为他的一切都变了。
Now those neighbors, they saw the difference too.
这些邻居呢，他们看见了不同。
There was a big change in that man.
因为这个人有个大的变化。And
you know, people ought to see a difference. When we receive Christ, they'll see a difference in us.
所以一样的，当我们接受基督以后，人们也会看见我们有变化。
And they'll say, something is different.
他们会说，这个人还是原来那个人，但是有一点不同了。What
is it that you have?
你这里面到底哪里变了呢？
They'll think that you've got something different than you had before.
所以你里面有一些和你原来不一样的东西。And
they ought to see a difference in us.
然后他们一定能看见这 不同,
and they said, well, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?
会说呢，这是不是以前坐在那讨饭的人吗？
Some said, sure, that's the same man.
是的，就是他。
Every day he used to be down at the temple, there begging.
因为每一个人他都坐在那，每一天他都坐在那讨。
But now he's at home.
他现在回家了。
And he looks different.
而且看起来不太一样。
And others, they said, oh, he only looks like him.
又有人说不是，这个人确实像他。When
someone, when a blind person receives their sight, there is a difference about them.
所以当一个瞎眼，他又得看见的人呢，他是有些不同的。A
blind person looks a certain way.
瞎子是看起来是一个样子。They
can never look you in the eye to connect with you in any personal way.
所以他不可能做到的瞎子呢，就是看你的眼睛跟你有交流。
When you look into their eyes, they are dead eyes.
They, 因为瞎子的眼睛是浑浊，他是没有视力的。
There's no recognition. There's no light.
然后这个眼睛里面没有光，也没有认可。
The saying we have in English, you may have it in Chinese as well, is the eyes are the window of the soul.
所以，也许在中文也有这个谚语，英语里有这个谚语，就是说眼睛是灵魂的窗口啊。
But if the blinds are drawn, you can't see in the window.
所以当瞎子呢，这个窗口就没了。But
if you can see, there's life, there's connection.
但你会看见呢，这里面还是有生命啊，因为有连接。So
that's why some of the neighbors said it only looks like him.
这就为什么一些邻居说，哎，这就是看起来像他而已。The
same haircut, the same coat.
同样的头型啊，同样的衣服啊，这个是他们认识的。
But somehow the similarity stopped there. He's different.
但是某种程度呢，他就是这点像，剩下的都不像了。But
the blind, the formerly blind man removes all doubt. He says, "No, I'm him."
这个以前瞎子呢，他自己来作证哈，然后止住了大家的争论，说就是我。As
he says in verse 9, "I am the man. I'm the man."
他自己说是我。Oh
well, how were your eyes open?
他们对他说，你的眼睛怎么开的呢？And
he says, here's his first witness.
这是他第一个见证。Very
simple, but very direct.
非常直接，也很简单。He
doesn't try to elaborate beyond what he knows.
他也没有尝试把什么他不知道的东西想讲出来。But
his witness is powerful nevertheless.
但他的见证真的很有力。
He says, the man they call Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes, and he told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I could see.
有一个人名叫耶稣，他和泥抹我的眼睛，对我说，你往希罗亚池子去洗。我一去洗就看见了。
He hadn't seen the man, he only heard his voice.
他还没见过耶稣，因为他只听了他的声音。There's
a sense in which as believers, we hear the voice of the Lord Jesus, don't we?
所以，这就是某种程度在说，作为信徒呢，我们是听见了耶稣的声音。The
voice, come unto me.
所以声音是说，到我这里来。All
you who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
啊，你们一切劳苦担重担的，我会给你得安息。So
we hear his voice, we don't really see him yet.
所以我们也听见这声音，但是我们又看见他。We
come to him and we find we get rest.
当我们来到他面前，我们就发现，真的我们有安息。And
later, as we get to know him, his image before our eyes becomes more clear.
所以接着呢，我们在他里面慢慢发现，哦，看得越来越清，他的形象是。And
as we grow as Christians, we grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们在基督里长大的时候，我们其实就是在恩典也在知识里越来越看清楚他是什么样子。And
the picture becomes clearer and clearer.
他的形象啊，就越来越明晰了，不是很模糊了。But
at first, it's only faith in the voice of that one who bids us to come.
所以这个声音啊，就是那一位带着我们，能够认识他的那一位。And
the idea there is, he told me to go, and I went.
所以这个里面的讲的意思就是，他告诉我去，我就去了。Earlier,
the Lord Jesus said, to the question that was asked him, what can we do that we might work the works of God?
所以这里呢，他说我们能够做什么来做神的工？
The Lord Jesus said, believe on him whom God has sent.
就是相信那神所差来的就是做神的工。
So believing in the sent one is where we get our life and light.
所以相信就是做神的工啊。
He told me, I went and washed, now I see.
所以这就是这里讲的，他告诉我去洗，我洗了我就看见了，相信了，做了神的工，他就看清楚了。Now,
with a testimony like that, a very simple, very powerful testimony,
所以你会看见这样的见证，简单有力。When
we tell others what God has done for us, what it does is, other people, they want to know more.
所以当我们给人做神的见证的时候，经常会碰到他们很想知道更多。
So verse 12 is, they say, well, where is this man?
然后这就是十二节的逻辑了，就是大家还会继续问，那那个人在哪里呢？
The poor man didn't have any more information for him. He says, I don't know.
然后这个可怜的人呢，他说，其实我也不知道。
So they brought him to the Pharisees.
所以呢，他们就把他带到法利赛人那里。
The man who had been blind.
就这个瞎子哈。
Because this is a remarkable thing.
因为这真是一个大神迹。
That someone who had been blind from birth could now have instantaneously complete sight.
一个生来瞎眼的突然之间全然得看见。
So this astounding miracle, we got to report this to the Pharisees, our leaders, our religious leaders.
所以这个神奇的事情啊，他们需要报告给宗教领袖。
There was a problem though.
而且还有个麻烦。
In verse 14, because the day in which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was the Sabbath.
因为耶稣和泥开他眼睛的日子是安息日。
And you remember in chapter 5, verse 9, when the Lord Jesus had healed that man that was lame on the Sabbath.
我往前翻，约翰五章。
The Pharisees wanted to kill him.
耶稣也是安息日治了瘫子，法利赛人要杀他。
So, they had determined that he had broken their understanding of God's laws.
所以他们已经决定了，就像五章十八节说，他们已经决定了他们是犯了他们对安息日的理解，就是法利赛人决定。
The Sabbath wasn't meant to restrict somebody from merciful, compassionate acts.
所以安息日并不是神要定下来来禁止人做一些有怜悯的事情的日子，其实不是神的本意。
The purpose of the Sabbath was for man's sake.
因为本来安息日设计就是给人的益处的。
The Sabbath, the Lord Jesus said, was not made for man, or man was not, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
所以耶稣说呢，安息日啊，不是为人，人，安息日不是为人设计的，人是为安息日是为人设计的，人不是为安息日设计的。
It was created by God for the benefit of man.
所以这个是为了人的益处才会有安息日的，所以人是摆在安息日之上的。
And certainly not meant to restrict good works.
而不是呢，让人在安息日上说限制你做一些好的行为啊，神没有这个意思。
But these people.These Pharisees, they had made it a legalistic requirement of their religion.
那这些法利赛人呢？那他们也开始，要给到耶稣一些，律法的要求啊。
So in verse 15, we read the Pharisees are examining him now.
所以十五节呢，看法利赛人开始质疑他。
And they ask him how he had received his sight.
就问他，他怎么能看见的？
And he repeats his simple testimony.
瞎子就同样把简单的这个见证讲了一遍。
He put mud on my eyes, the man replied, and I washed. Now I see.
他说他把泥抹在我眼睛上，我一洗就看见了。
Oh, there's some there though. Some of the Pharisees said this man can't be from God, for he doesn't keep the Sabbath.
所以法利赛人有人说呢，这人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。
They were prejudging the Lord Jesus according to their own rules.
所以他们来预判耶稣啊，按照他们自己的律法。
Now others, though, however, they said, "How can a sinner do such miraculous signs?"
但又有人说呢，一个罪人怎能行这样的神迹呢
？Now these Pharisees, No doubt, there was a man there called Nicodemus who either formed that question on behalf of a group of Pharisees or he certainly agreed with it.
所以至少在法利赛人当中有一个人，他叫尼哥底母。那他呢，至少或者他提了这个问题，或者他很认可这样的一个问题，就是一个罪人怎么行这样的神迹。
Now you remember this Nicodemus in John chapter 3.
你知道约翰三章的时候尼哥底母的故事。
Early on in the book of John.
对，约翰福音早。
Nicodemus was one of the leading teachers of Israel.
他是尼哥底母，是以色列人的一个老师吧，以色列人的先生。
And he came to Jesus by night.
他晚上来见耶稣。
And he said to him,Rabbi, which is a token of very much respect.
所以他管耶稣叫夫子啊，所以这是一个很高尊敬的词。
We know.
但是我们知道。
That is, not only Nicodemus, but some of his associates as well, among the Sanhedrin leaders.
当尼哥底母说我们知道。的时候呢，就不一定啊，就不是只代表他，就包括在他所在的宗教领袖阶层、那个工会阶层呢，有人跟他的观点是一样的。
So we know that you are a teacher come from God.
因为他说，我们知道你是从天上来的老师。
Because no one could do these miracles except God is with him.
他说，若不是神与这个人同在，没有人能做这么多神迹。
And so Nicodemus would have recognized.That this man was from God himself.
So Nicodemus 已经认出来了，这个人是从神来的。
So here, others they said, "Well, how can a sinner do such miraculous signs? It's impossible."
所以即使在法利赛人中间呢，这样的争论都起来。
He would have to come from God.
对，所以怎么可能一个人没有神的能力做这个呢？肯定从神来的。
So although Nicodemus is not mentioned by name here, I see.His influence.
所以即使在这里没有提到尼哥底母的名字，我们也能看见他的影响力。
Among the Pharisees.
法利赛人中。
Because if you think, stop and think for a minute, why would Satan try to reverse the effects of sin?
所以你想一想，为什么撒旦会去做这种事，让罪的后果逆转呢？
In fact, Satan could never, ever give sight to the blind.
换句话说，撒旦是不可能让一个生来瞎眼的瞎子再看见的。
Only God could do that.
只有神能做。
And everyone recognizes that.
而且每个人都认可这样的点。
But the other group of the Pharisees, they said he couldn't be from God because he doesn't keep the Sabbath. They were prejudging, prejudice by prejudice.
所以另外一群的人，他们讲的角度，指责耶稣的角度说，他不可能从神来，因为他不守安息日。所以他们设立一个预先的立场。
So, finally, they turned to the man.
最终呢，他们就争论停了，就转向那个人，瞎子。
What have you to say for yourself?
我说你怎么来说呢？说他是谁？
It was your eyes that he opened. What do you say about him?
他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是谁
？Well, then the man had been listening to this, and he must now his understanding.At first, in verse 11, he said, A man they call Jesus. He only had heard about him.
所以这个人哈，他只是听过，因为他眼睛看不见嘛。所以在十一节他说呢，有一个人叫耶稣。所以这个瞎子只知道所有的信息就是他叫耶稣。
Because after he anointed his eyes and he went seeing, he must have asked, Well, who was that man?
所以当他被耶稣命令去洗了，他能看见了以后，他也会说：“哎，耶稣到底是谁呀？”
So someone said, "Well, it was a man called Jesus."
那有的人说：“哎，这个人医好我的人叫耶稣，会告诉他，那他知道。”
But now listening to these Pharisees, the man, the blind man, is understanding if he made this miracle, he must be a prophet from God.
所以当法利赛人问这个瞎子的时候呢？他会很奇怪，他说这个人是做了这个神迹，他就一定是先知啊，他为什么要争论呢
？So he's asked, he says, well, he's a prophet.
他说是个先知，他很肯定。
But in verse 18 it says the Jews they still didn't believe that he had been blind.
所以十八节呢，犹太人还是不信。
And had received his sight until he sent for his parents.
所以不信他以前瞎，后来能看见，就把他父母叫来。
So in verses 19 and 20 to 21, we read about his the Pharisees asking the questions of his parents. Well,
所以十九到二十一节你会看见了，法利赛人就在问他的父母。
Is this your son? Yes.
所以他们的问题是这样，这是你儿子吗？是的。
Was he born blind? Yes.
他是不是生来瞎眼的呢？是的。
Well, how is it that he can now see?
那他怎么能看见呢？
They answered, "We know that he's our son, and we know he was born blind. But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He's of age; he'll speak for himself."
他说他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。至于他如今怎么能看见，我们却不知道。是谁开了他的眼睛，我们也不知道。他已经成了人，你们问他吧。他自己必能说。
So his parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was Christ, the Christ would be put out of the synagogue.
他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了，若有人认耶稣是基督，要把他赶出会堂。
So they'd already prejudged the matter.
所以他们已经预判了整个形势。
He was not the Christ. They would not accept him as Christ. And anyone who did, they would excommunicate, put out of the synagogue.
而且，法利赛人有一个预判的偏见之后呢，他们就决定任何认耶稣的都把他从会堂赶出去，因为他们决定不认耶稣。
Now that was a very serious thing for a Jew.
这个对犹太人是一个特别严肃的事情。
Because the synagogue was the center of their social and national life.
因为会堂啊是他们的社区社会的中心呢、啊、和国家生活的中心。
If they were excluded from the synagogue, they would be no better than a foreigner.
如果他们被从会堂赶出去啊，他们其实比这个外国人还不如，外邦人还不如。
They would lose their friends and their contacts, family members.
他们会丢掉朋友，丢掉亲人和社会关系。
They might lose their jobs, their livelihood.
甚至他们的工作都会丢了。
Their reputations would be destroyed.
他们的声誉、声望也会受损。
They would be isolated as if they had leprosy.
他们会像被大麻风一样从社会里隔开。
So his parents were frightened at the threat.
所以他爸妈啊，真的被这样的一个威胁给吓着了。
So the parents said, "Well, he's of age. Ask him."
所以他父母才会说他成人了，你问他吧。
So they called the blind man again.
他们又把瞎子叫来。
That was their mistake.
这是他们犯错的地方。
This blind man, he's gaining not only gaining knowledge, but he's gaining courage.
所以因为这个瞎子啊，不但得着了知识啊，他更得着了勇气。
He's becoming quite a witness for the Lord.
他已经成为神大能的见证人了。
The Holy Spirit is obviously empowering this man.
那圣灵很显然在使这个人有能力。
Because he ends up confounding, absolutely confounding these Pharisees.
因为这个瞎子能变得特别有力的站在法利赛人面前作证。
You can see the picture of this man. He's still wearing his beggar clothes.And he's talking to a whole bunch of very high-priced lawyers.
所以你会看见这个场景很神奇。这个人应该还穿着他的乞讨的衣服，但却站在了一个场合里，全都面对的是这个国家最层次高的宗教领袖，一大群。
And they're there with their long, expensive-looking clothes and their well-trimmed beards and their badges of authority on them.
然后呢，这些人穿着呢都非常的尊贵啊，他们的衣袍都很尊贵，又是祭司袍。然后呢，胡子是精心修饰过的，然后身上是会带着很多显示他们身份的那个饰物和牌子。
They're the very leaders of the nation.
他们可是这个国家真正的领袖啊。
And here's a simple beggar.
然后在这群人面前有一个乞讨的人。
And now he can look them directly in the eye, one after the other.
现在呢，因为这人眼睛已经看见了，双方彼此都能用眼睛相看了。
And he can absolutely confound them with the truth.
然后他能够站在这群法利赛人面前，开始为真理做见证。
So that's their mistake, is they called up the man who stands in the truth.
所以这是那些法利赛人的错误啊，他们不应该把这瞎子再叫回来。
So a second time, verse 24, they summoned the man who'd been blind.
第二次，他们又把这人叫回来。
Give glory to God.
他说是把荣耀归给神。
That sounds very, very pious, doesn't it? Very. For these religious men, they sound very religious.
所以这真是非常，听起来好像很敬虔哈，这话说得很满，很无可挑剔啊。
They didn't have to tell that beggar that because he was going to do just that.
其实这个不需要他们去教导这摊子啊，这瞎子，因为瞎子真的是为要把荣耀归给神。
They said, "We know this man's a sinner."
我们知道这人是罪人。
That's exactly what the opposite of what Nicodemus said. We know that you are a prophet come from God.
你会看见这个刚好和尼哥底母说的是反的。尼哥底母说呢，我们知道你是从神那里来做老师的。
So the nation's leaders were divided, weren't they?
你会看见这个一个国家的宗教领袖，他们自己开始分裂了。
Those led by Nicodemus and those led by his fierce enemies.
所以那些由尼哥底母带领的和那群残酷的敌人带领的。
But it isn't Nicodemus that is going to confound his compatriots or the people that he's associated with, the other men on the Sanhedrin. It isn't Nicodemus that will confound. The Lord uses the beggar to confound them.
所以不是尼哥底母啊，来给他们做见证啊，是这个神会差这个生来瞎眼的瞎子来做这件事情。
So the blind man doesn't argue with them about being a sinner, the Lord being a sinner or not.
所以这个瞎子呢，他没有在跟这些人争论啊，就是他是不是个罪人。
Because he doesn't know anything about it.
因为他完全不知道这个人是谁。
But he only argues from what he knows.
所以他只为他自己知道的事来争论。
So he says, whether or not he's a sinner, I don't know. But one thing I know.
所以他是个罪人，不是我不知道，但有一件事我知道。
Once I was blind,
我从前是瞎的。
Now I see.
我现在能看见。
That's a powerful statement.
我这是个非常强的、强有力的这个论述。
As Christians, that's a powerful statement.
作为一个基督徒，这是一个非常强的。
When we witness to the world, we can say that I know God.
当我们向世界做见证的时候，我们也这么说。
I was blind before, but now I see God, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我以前是瞎的，现在我能够在耶稣基督的脸上看见神的荣耀。
That's a powerful witness.
这是个非常强的见证。
You don't necessarily have to know a lot of theology and argue religious points with people.That's your powerful testimony right there.
我们不需要知道很多很复杂的神学来和人就着神学问题来争论，我们只需要像这个瞎子一样做一个简单而有力的见证。
Nobody can refute that argument.
因为没有人能够把这样的见证给否定掉。
Once I didn't know God, now I know God.
以前我不认识神，我现在认识。
I know him through Jesus Christ.
我通过耶稣基督认识。
Then, so the Pharisees now they're going to dig themselves into a bigger hole.
所以法利赛人呢又要给他们自己再挖一个大坑了。
And they're going to ask him, again to repeat himself.
所以他们还要再重复一次。
Because they can't argue against that the state plain statement of fact.
对，因为他们不能够来否定如此简单的一个事实。
What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?
他说他怎么做的呢？他怎么跟你开你的眼呢？
And so he now asks. He says he answered, "I've told you already, and you didn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become one of his disciples too?" He now has included himself as one of the disciples.
对，所以他现在把自己啊当做这个门徒中的 一个，他说我已经告诉你们了，你们不听，莫非你们也要做他的门徒吗？他的潜台词是，我现在已经是了，你们想不想加入呢？
You want to hear it again because you want to be a disciple of his with me?
所以他说，我不讲了吗？你还想再听一遍？是不是你想像我一样要成为他的门徒呢？
That was too much for them.
那这句话对法利赛人
They began to hurl insults at him.
就很大的冒犯了。
You are this fellow's disciple. We're disciples of Moses.
他说你才是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。
We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from.
所以神对摩西说话是我们知道的，只是这个人我们都不知道他从哪里来的。
Well, now that man, his boldness rises.
所以这样的话语呢，这个人他的力量啊开始起来了。
And his sarcasm.comes now.
他的讽刺或者说他的sarcasm to criticize him.
Yeah, criticize him in a kind of an insulting way.
对，就讽刺他们也出来了哈。对。
They were insulting him, and now he insults them.
所以这些人呢，在定他的罪哈，那他也开始反击了。
But he does it in a very, very unique way, a little intelligent way.
他用了一个特别独特又聪明的方式来做的。
He says, "Why? That's very remarkable."
他说，哦，这可真是非常神奇的。
You don't know where he comes from.
你们居然不知道他从哪里来。
Yet he opened my eyes.
他开了我的眼睛。
You are the religious leaders of the land. You're to know what God, you're the one that teaches what God does.
他说你们这些是宗教的领袖啊，你们要知道神是怎么做工的。
Only God could open the eyes of a sinner.
只有神才能开罪人的眼睛啊。
So he goes on and says, we know that God doesn't listen to sinners.
我们知道神不听罪人。
And that's true.
真的是这样。
The prophets were holy men of God.
那先知啊，都是神圣洁的门徒啊，神圣洁的圣徒。
And God would not give His authority to a sinner by giving him the evidence of miracles.
所以神不可能给一个罪人有这样用神迹做见证的能力啊，不可能的。
But He does. He says He does listen to godly men. Who do His will?
但他的确听啊，神是听有敬奉神、遵行他旨意的人。
Now he's going to clinch his argument.
现在他开始要把他的argument 就他的逻辑要强化了哈。
He says nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind.
所以创世以来未曾听见有人把生来瞎子的眼睛开了。
Moses never did anything of those miracles, of all the miracles that he did.
所以这里面就把摩西也拉进来了，就摩西也没有做过任何这样的神迹。
Elijah, Elisha, no.
以利亚、以利沙都没有。
No one.
没有人。
So he said nobody. He said if this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
他说这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
So this his argument now is airtight.
所以这是一个很强的逻辑啊，现在就很紧张了这个然后这个逻辑很完美，没有严丝合缝。
What are they going to do now?
那他们要怎么办呢？
They haven't one word of to come back against his word.
他们只能用一个方式来回答他。
Ad hominem. Who's speaking Latin here?
就是人身攻击啊，就是我们原来讲约翰福音的时候一直回顾的一个词。
If you can't defeat the argument, attack the man.
就是你没有办法找到这个人的逻辑漏洞的时候，你就攻击这个人。
You'll find that the Pharisees often loved that tactic.
对，法利赛人总是这么做的，就是他说不过的时候，他就攻击这个人。
They couldn't.They don't have an answer for the argument, so what you do is you attack the person.
所以当他们在对他所说的逻辑没有办法去反驳的时候呢，他就来 攻击这个人。
So the verse 34 he says, to this they replied, you were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?
他说你全然生在罪中还要教训我吗？
So they threw him out.
就把他赶出去了。
Right into the arms of Jesus.
然后把他赶回耶稣的怀抱中。
It's a wonderful thing if it's when a saint, when a Christian suffers persecution, he's never closer to the Lord Jesus than at that time.
所以这是一个非常美好的事实，就是当一个基督徒在苦难中、在逼迫中的时候，没有什么比这一时刻让他离主更近的。
Because when Jesus heard that they'd thrown him out, and when he went to seek him, and he found him, and he said.Do you believe in the Son of God?
所以耶稣听说他们赶出去，把他赶出去以后，就来后来遇见他说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
Now I notice here in the New International Version it says the Son of Man, but not all the manuscripts read the Son of Man. Many of the manuscripts read the Son of God, and that is more appropriate for this. Is the Chinese
Son of God?
Chinese is the Son of God there. I think that's accurate, the Chinese, not the New International. So we're going to use the word, the Lord Jesus asked him, do you believe in the Son of God?
所以呢NIV 这里用的是人子啊，这个词不准确，应该是神的儿子啊。以前 Harold 也在这里什么讲到这段时候也提到，就是你信神的儿子吗？
This man is ready for more spiritual understanding.
所以这个人呢，现在开始预备好来接受更多的属灵的启示了。
Tell me, sir, that I might believe in you.
告诉我，我要相信。告诉我。
He says, "You have, verse 37, you have now seen him. In fact, he is the one that is speaking to you."
所以耶稣就说呢，三十七节，你已经看见他了，现在跟你说话的就是他。
Now, for the first time,
第一次哈
，He looks at the Lord Jesus.
他看着耶稣。
And he sees the glory of God in the face
他看见
of that man who has given him sight.
这个给他视力的这个人，他在他脸上看见了神的荣光。
And what did he do?
他做什么呢？
He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him.
主啊，我信。他就敬拜耶稣。
That's why I believe that when the Lord Jesus asked him if he believed in the Son of God.He, as the Son of God, he would receive worship, wouldn't he?
所以这就为什么说你信神的儿子嘛，因为神的儿子就能接受敬拜。
And this man worshipped him then as God himself.
所以这个人敬拜就把他当作神。
His spiritual eyes were opened at that moment.
因为在那一刻，他的属灵的眼睛开了。
And he became one of the Lord's own.
他成为神的家的一员了。
And the Lord Jesus says here in verse 39, for judgment I've come into the world.
他说我为审判来到这世上。
So that the blind will see and those who see will become blind.
叫那些不能看见的可以看见。
Now the judgment here isn't the judgment of condemnation.
这个审判啊，不是指着定罪的审判。
Because what he's doing here, he's coming in.When he came into the world the first time, he came not to condemn the world, but that the world might through him might be saved.
所以他第一次来，他来不是来审判或者定罪这个世界的，而是呢，这个世界靠着他可以得救。
So the judgment here is not the judgment of condemnation; otherwise, it would refute what he says in the third chapter.
所以这里的审判这个词，并不是指着他未来要来做的。谁要定罪，谁不要定罪的这样的审判。
This is the judgment of discernment. There are some that are going to believe, and there are some that aren't going to believe.
所以这样的审判呢，是一个分辨，是谁会信，谁不会信。
There are some like Nicodemus, and now this blind man that received him.
所以呢，有像尼哥底母这样的，现在呢有像瞎子这样的，他们接受了。
The blind man is the example.
瞎子就是个例子。
He says, so that the blind will see.
他说瞎眼的能看见。
Now he's talking about the spiritual blindness here.
所以他这里讲到了属灵的瞎眼啊。
But the blind man illustrates it.
然后这个瞎子呢就把这个展开了。
The blind man had been blind, but now he could see.
所以他以前是瞎子，现在能看见。
But it says those who see will become blind.
所以那些以前能看见的，现在反而瞎了眼。
That is the Pharisees.
那就是法利赛人。
Who rejected the Lord Jesus? They said, "We see, we know, Moses. This man is not of God." They said that their testimony was that they saw. But he said, "I'll make you blind."
所以这些法利赛人，他们为什么说能看见呢？因为他们一直说，那我们知道，我们是认识耶稣摩西的，我们是摩西的门徒，我们知道神是怎么样。他们一直认为自己是能看见的，其实他们是瞎的，因为他不认识耶稣。
And Paul in the 9th, 10th, and the chapters of Romans expands on that, that blindness in part has happened to all Israel to this day. That they're blind, blinded to the fact that their Messiah has come.
所以保罗在罗马书的九章十章里头要把这一段话呢扩展开来讲，讲什么呢？就是犹太人当时的心硬啊，让他们眼瞎，直到今天都是这样，就是他们的眼睛瞎了，认不出这个救赎主啊，是他们在期盼的那个弥赛亚。
So some of the Pharisees who were with him that day, they heard him say this, and they asked, "Are we blind too?"
所以那些同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说：“难道我们也瞎了眼吗？”
Jesus said, "If you admitted that you were blind, then you wouldn't be guilty of sin."
耶稣对他们说：“你们若瞎了眼啊，就若承认自己瞎了眼，就没有罪了。”
You would be like this blind man who could receive his sight.
就像这个瞎子一样，他你就能看见了。
But if you won't admit that you're blind,
如果你不承认自己是瞎的呢？
Then your guilt remains.
你们的罪就还在。
And the guilt is rejecting the light.
那这个罪呢，会让你拒绝光。
The rejecting the one who can give sight.
拒绝那一位能给光给你的那一位。
So they deliberately rejected the light of God, and they went out into darkness.
所以他们故意的哈，拒绝了那光，然后他们就转向黑暗。
So our study today is just about complete, and I don't know if a brother Jeet might have something to add in that.
Well, just this young man, you can see that, you know, even in a believer, he will have his faith tested from his family members or his friends.Or co-workers, and there's a lot of social pressure there, and that's where the testing comes in. Will the person be strong in his faith, whereby he was saved, or will he fall down and bow down to the world where he came from?
所以这是一个很强的见证啊！就这个瞎子，他或者呢，他回到他自己的世界哈、啊，去敬拜这个世界。大家都认可的东西，或者呢，他站起来为耶稣基督做见证。他是一个年轻人啊，那他也一样有我们这个所面对的软弱和试探，但是他做的这个选择还是很令人敬重。
But as a young believer, a young Christian, as they start growing in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, they will gain more confidence in what they believe.And in their face.
所以作为一个年轻的刚信主的基督徒来说他的这个例子、啊、就告诉我们我们会在跟随主的生活中不停地建立更大的信心来为主做见证。
This man realized that it doesn't matter what these religious people, they're educated people, they knew the Old Testament inside out. It didn't matter but all he knew was thatSomebody had restored his eyes back to him and given him sight. And he wanted to worship this one. He wanted to know this one. And as he walked, as he was introduced, Jesus introduced himself to him. And as he got to know him more and more, who cares about these religious people? Who cares about the world? This is more important.
所以你会看见对他来说，站在他面前的是一些宗教的领袖，他们对圣经旧约非常的熟悉，但是呢，这个年轻人他并没有受这个影响啊，他也不在乎你有多大的学历，你有多大的影响力，他只是看见他的眼原来是瞎的，现在能看见。然后当他这么做了以后呢，他 他会越来越认识耶稣，他也会越来越想要去认识他，他跟主的关系就越来越近，这是一个特别良性的循环。然后他就越来越不会介意世界是怎么看的，不会介意那些宗教领袖是怎么想的。
Eyesight is important in our lives, but when Jesus offers eternal life, that's way more important than any other blessings that you might have here on the earth.
所以视力是非常重要的，它会比其他一切的对我们的重要性更大，因为我们要在地上要看见东西。
So that's the important thing in a Christian's life is to have long walks with the Savior.
我们基督徒也是一样，那我们有了视力，我们要跟主啊有一段很长的旅行要走。
I remember the story about a little boy who was taught in Sunday school about Enoch and how God had took him and he was no more.
那我们记得在主日学有个孩子，当他读到以诺这个故事啊，以诺与神同行，神就把他取走了。
And the teacher asked the children, "Do you remember that story? Could anybody tell me that story, how it happened?"
然后别人问他，你能说这个故事吗？这个故事怎么发生的？
And the little boy started telling the story. He said, "One day, he said, he was at his house, and a young man came to his house and invited him to go for a walk."
然后他说是这样的。这个小孩就开始讲以诺的故事。有一天呢，有一个人来邀请以诺出去走一走。
And Enoch said, "Yes, I'll go for a walk." They went for a short walk.
然后以诺说呢，好，我们一起出去走一走。那他们就出去走了一圈。
And he got to know him a little bit better from walking with him.
然后呢，跟随这个人出去走的时候呢，以诺对这个人了解多了一点。
Then he walked for a longer period of time with him, and he got to know him even better.
然后呢，又过了一天呢，他又跟这个人又出去走了一段，然后这段路更长，他又对这个人更了解了一点。
And he wanted to be with him all the time. The last time they went for a long, long, long walk, and God said to him, He says, "Enoch, your house is too far away. Why don't you come home with me?" And Enoch went home to be with God.
然后他说呢，就这样一直走，一直走，终于有一天呢，有一次他们走的实在太久太远了。然后神跟以诺说呢，现在呢离我家更近了，你要不跟我回去吧。他就跟神回家了，就再也没有回到以诺自己的家。这就是神把以诺取走了，就这么个故事。
So as we walk with the Lord Jesus and we get to know him more and more and we become more and more confident in our faith, one day the Lord's going to take us home.
所以我们也是一样，我们信主呢，我们就离神越来越近，我们越来越了解他，那走着走着我们就走回他家了。就离开这地上。
And what a wonderful time that's going to be with our Lord forever and ever.
所以我们会发现，哦，原来和主永恒在一起是多么美好的一件事情。Amen. Okay. 好，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这最宝贵的祝福，就是借着基督而来的救恩。因为有了这救恩，我们就能与您同行。我们就有这从天而来的恩典，越来越深的认识您。我们就盼望像以诺一样，我们每一天认识你多一点。我们也盼望像这生来瞎眼的瞎子一样，当我们眼睛得看见之后，我们灵里对您认识的渴求就带着我们与您越来越近，是吧？求您带着我们行走在您的同在和光中，直到我们在天上见您面的日子。这样的祷告和感恩奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。